AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan says special counsel Jack Smith had a motive for investigating Donald Trump.
It was always about politics. And to get President Trump, they were willing to do just about anything.
Smith is testifying before the Judiciary Committee. He says his work does not involve politics.
During my time as the Chief of Public Integrity, I investigated cases involving both Republicans and Democrats. The standard in all of those cases was the same. Follow the facts and the law. Didn't matter what party you in.
Smith says he stands behind his decision as special counsel to bring charges against Donald Trump in separate cases, accusing him of conspiring to overturn the 2020 presidential election after he lost to Joe Biden and hoarding classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte may have been instrumental in convincing President Trump to scrap tariff plans against Europe.
As he presses for control over Greenland, that was a stunning reversal after days in which it seemed there was no way out of the standoff. Little is known about what the agreement entails or how crucial Rutte's intervention was. In an interview, Rutte denied having a way of talking to and convincing the president.
Why would I need to find a way if he's doing the right stuff? When it comes to NATO, he's doing the right stuff. When it is coming to the Arctic, he is focusing us on the right issues.
Nevertheless, he has earned his reputation as the Trump whisperer. When questioned, Rutte dismissed it.
So why do I have to whisper to anybody? He doesn't need it.
And that's only the latest nickname for the man long known as Teflon Mark during his domination of Dutch politics for a dozen years. I'm Karen Shamas.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says at least two people were arrested at an anti-immigration enforcement protest that disrupted a service at a Minnesota church. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street and regaining more of their losses from the week. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The index is continuing a rally from the day before after President Donald Trump called off tariffs on European countries that he said opposed his wishes for U.S. control of Greenland. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 343 points. That's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.9%. Details are still sparse about the framework of a deal on Greenland that Trump said he reached with the head of NATO. Financial markets showed other signs of steadying. The value of the U.S. dollar was relatively stable against other currencies. Treasury yields were little changed in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
France's Navy intercepted an oil tanker in the Mediterranean sailing from Russia in a mission targeting the sanctioned Russian shadow fleet. The ship, the Grinch, is suspected of operating with a false flag. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.